This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Katrim. The Missouri Department of Social Services has again come under the microscope of an interim legislative committee looking into whether state agencies are operating efficiently. As Marshall Griffin reports, some committee members questioned whether social service workers are spending enough time on the agency's heavy caseload.
GOP House member Marsha Hafner says she found during one office visit, quote, stacks and stacks of files in one room waiting to be processed.
It's no wonder that we lose track of information on people and don't get reimbursed by the federal government.
Hafner also says she was surprised to learn that social services workers are required to provide voter registration services to anyone who asks. She criticized that provision, saying processing case files should be a higher priority. Brian Kincaid is the department's acting director.
It is a federal requirement. We were sued back. Governor Blunt was in office.
Committee members also examined a slight increase in the number of blind pensioners in Missouri. I'm Marshall Griffin.
University of Missouri researchers have received a grant to help Missouri teachers build confidence for teaching science. The $2.6 million will fund the Quality Elementary Science Teaching, or QUEST, program. As part of the program, kindergarten through sixth grade teachers will attend a two-week-long workshop to build skills for teaching science in the classroom. MU researcher Deborah Hanschen says the grant money will also go towards conducting an in-depth study on how the program is working.
Oh, I think it's one thing to say, oh, we have this great workshop, teachers love it, they'll skip their family vacation to come because they feel like they benefit so much from it. But that's just kind of anecdotal evidence at this point, and we really don't have anything to compare it to.
Missouri received a previous Quest grant for $750,000 over 5 years. The new grant lasts for 3 years. The program now requires Quest to double its staff and include researchers to gather the data. A Missouri lawmaker arrested for possessing marijuana says he's resigning from a Democratic campaign position, but not from his current office. Representative Jeremy LaFavre said today he's stepping down as chairman of the House Democratic Victory Committee, which raises money for House candidates. House Minority Leader Jake Hummel has accepted his resignation. LaFavre says he'll stay on as representative because he believes he can still be an effective lawmaker. He has apologized for the incident, but the Missouri Republican Party says he should resign. LaFavre was arrested Sunday after a traffic stop in Boone County for possessing a marijuana pipe and up to 1.2 ounces of marijuana. He sponsored an unsuccessful bill this year that would have lowered penalties for possessing small amounts of the drug. A prominent Missouri financial advisor and campaign fundraiser for President Barack Obama has entered a plea deal to charges she stalked and harassed her daughter's ex-boyfriend. Nadia Kavner was sentenced to 5 years of probation and 6 months of home detention. Prosecutors say Kavner asked private investigators to follow and conduct surveillance on her daughter's former boyfriend and his new girlfriend in Memphis.
A Missouri House interim committee tasked with looking at how efficiently state government operates is spending time scrutinizing the Department of Social Services. One area the committee is focused on is how much time social services employees spend on their caseloads versus other tasks. Republican committee member Marsha Hafner of St. Louis County yesterday said she's concerned that department workers are spending more time registering clients to vote than they are on case files. Hafner says processing case files should be a higher priority for social services workers than registering voters. In response, Social Services Acting Director Brian Kincaid says his department is required by federal law to provide voter registration services to all of its clients. According to a new article in the journal Science, about 60% of teachers are cautious when teaching science. But the National Science Foundation has recently approved a grant that will help Missouri teachers build confidence on teaching the subject. KBIA's Heather Adams has more.
University of Missouri researchers received $2.6 million to fund the Quality Elementary Science Teaching, or QUEST. Kindergarten through sixth grade teachers will attend a two-week-long workshop where they learn skills for teaching science in the classroom and then practice these techniques on students at the program. The program already existed, but researcher Deborah Hanschen said the grant money will also go towards conducting an in-depth study on if this program is truly working or not.
Oh, I think it's one thing to say, oh, we have this great workshop, teachers love it, they'll skip their family vacation to come because they feel like they benefit so much from it. But that's just kind of anecdotal evidence at this point, and we really don't have anything to compare it to.
The previous grant was for $750,000 over 5 years. The new grant lasts for 3 years. The program now requires Quest to double its staff and include researchers to gather the data. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark said teachers have been sent to the Quest program in previous years and plan to do so again.
Obviously, science is one of those areas that is constantly changing, and so it's of benefit for our teachers to be able to participate in a continuing professional development program like this.
After 3 years of workshops and collecting data, the Quest program will look at its findings and hope to design a method for other states to use as well. But Hansen plans to keep working and researching this topic long after the 3 years are up. Heather Adams, KBAA News.
A project to use a giant grass for a biofuel is back on the drawing board after several problems arose during a test burn. The grass, which is being grown in three regions in Missouri and Arkansas, is part of a federal program with MFA Oil to create a biofuel at Columbia's municipal power plant. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a test conducted last October did not go well. Some of the grass pellets disintegrated and often burned too quickly. MFA Oil attributed the problems to Columbia's older power plant technology and equipment. More tests are reportedly planned. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.